Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was teasing his girlfriend, trying to tell her that her house was haunted, when he actually captured something on a recording. Can you invite something into your home without meaning to? That's today on Unsolved Mysteries.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. At 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. Want the ad-free version of the program? All the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, a full audio archive of episodes, you can get that on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel there. You can get it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at the good old website, ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. And how are you?
Whoops, I have my mic down. It works better if the mic is turned up.
And it works better when you don't inhale the microphone of foam as well.
we're having so many issues here.
Ah! Oh my
God. Poor Tony, like, just inhales the foam from the microphone cover.
It was the end of the last episode, and it was closing the show, and all of a sudden, I was I couldn't. Nothing came out. I'm like, and so off mic, and then I delivered the last line, but I was like, what was that? And I inhaled right before I was speaking, and I felt like something, like I sucked something in. And I'm like, was it like a fly or something? But when you're talking to Mike, you're really close to the mic. And I looked at the mic foam on this microphone, and it was kind of starting to get a little ratty. And I hadn't noticed that yet, but now I certainly did. I think a little piece of the mic foam I inhaled and just.
What's funny is all of these years that I've worked and you have worked in front of a microphone with mic foam covering the foam, I have never done that.
No, that was the first for me. And I've had.
I was going to ask if you had.
I've had some pretty bad, ratty mic foam covers in my day at some stations.
Obviously, you still do.
It's an easy one to replace. I think there. I actually have the mic foam from my very first station. Yeah. Let me pull this up.
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
I'm just trying to play. Yeah. Right. Creepy story. I'm gonna show you where it's at. .com. Right there. Hang on. .com. Back up a little bit more. Episodes and everything ad-free. Check us out in our premium channel.
So I'm doing the thing.
Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. And I mute the mic.
That was the moment it happened.
It was right like, there. Yeah. You can almost hear it impacting the back of my throat. Anyway, that's...
Oh, my God. It was funny. The other day, Harper and I were recording, and she was having a problem with a mic or a mic cord or something. And I said, go get another one from your dad. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you think he's got one? I'm like, this guy could start his own radio station with all the equipment that he has. He's got extra everything.
I thought you were going to say a Radio Shack.
Bring back Radio Shack.
He could start his own Radio Shack. You've got questions, he's got answers. He's your dad.
He's got all the shit you need.
And she'd be like, my dad could start a Radio Shack.
She could brag to her friends at school, and the kids would be like, what is that?
What's that? But I think I do remember.
You have a radio?
I remember having some like friends like in like elementary school, and like their dad was like the manager of the Radio Shack or something.
That was probably really cool at the time.
No, it was kind of a little nerdy by that point in time, but maybe earlier. You know,
see, something young Tony would have loved.
Like, no, I think more geeked out. I think more 80s that would have been the case. But I think by the 90s, you know, Radio Shack basically was a reseller for Sprint. And if somebody needed like a power cord or something. But
man, back in the day, like they solved all kinds of problems.
Yeah, they good old Radio Shack. All right, let's go.
You know,
to
and it's funny, like there are just businesses that you don't really think about. Like I drove by one the other day that back in the day was the place to get your car stereo installed. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you talked to somebody was getting a new car stereo put
in? I watched. Yeah, it's funny because I go to Best Buy, and there's a whole like department for that, and it's near the restroom. And I always just kind of glance in that because it's like a windowed open into the car stereo department. I've never seen a car in there ever. It's just like there's like two guys like hanging out in the corner, like leaning on the table, playing on their cell phones. That's like all it is. Like I wonder, yeah. Is this like you're just there because radio or because Best Buy says we need this department? This must be like a really easy job. And so,
I guess if you buy a used car built in like the 90s, early 2000s, 80s. Yeah. You would get a new car stereo put in. But then if you buy a vintage car, you kind of want it to have the vintage look.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I know there's sections of folks who certainly would like that and want that, but it's just, it's not what it used to be. It used to be you'd hear a lot of that. You go down just walking down the road and there'd be somebody's blasting their stereo. I don't know the last time I really experienced that. I mean, it's been a while, I think.
It happened to me in a stoplight recently. I was like, what is that sound? Like,
yeah, but it used to be really common. It was like...
It was the guy next to me.
You couldn't like not drive around and not have that experience. And now it's, I don't know, it's just not that, not as, anyway. It's a ghost thing. It's a thing of the past. Mm. Okay, let's listen to the phone call. Hi.
It's Mr. Anonymous here from Sudbury. Called in today because it's probably one of the most concrete experiences that I've ever had with the paranormal. I want to say it was back in 2013, maybe 2012-ish. I was engaged at the time, and I was at my then fiance's house, and I think it was getting close to Halloween, and you know I'm mischievous, and I like to play pranks and play tricks on her, and so we were watching some scary movies, and I started telling her that I was like, I'm pretty sure your house is haunted. And of course, she looked at me and told me that I was being crazy, and that just wasn't true, and there is no way her house is haunted. And so, of course, for the next, you know, however long, I pretended like I was on an episode of like Ghost Adventures or something, or like ghost hunters, and every little noise I heard in the house, I was like, what was that? Did you hear that? I hear footsteps. That's a ghost. And of course, you know, she kept, you're stupid. I hate you. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And so I told her, I was like, well, you know what? Let's do this scientifically. And my idea of scientifically was to shut both the doors in her room, turn off the lights, and put my phone down on the dresser and then hit record. You know, the entire time I was just being so over the top and dramatic with it. She had two doors. One of them out of the living room opened into the room, and on the straight across from it, as you enter the room, was another door that opened out of the room into like this little partition between her and her sister's room. And I shut that door and I pressed against it, and you know, I made this huge show out of it, you know, putting my hands and being like, this door is now closed. I jiggled the doorknob and pushed on it to make sure it was closed. And I put my phone down and I was like, you know, I did the whole spirits, if you wish to communicate, speak into my phone, and shut the lights off. And we walked in the living room and I shut the other door. We sat down on the couch and, you know, for the next 15 minutes, I mean, every sound I heard. Every sound, sounds outside that weren't paranormal in any sort of way, I reacted to. And, you know, the entire time she was like, you're dumb, you don't know what you're talking about. And after about 15 minutes, I got bored with it, and I just kind of laughed, and I was like, now I'm just messing with you. And so I stood up, and I walked across the living room, and I opened up the door, and I turned the light on, and my heart stopped, because across from me, the other door was open. And I froze in the doorway, and I felt my heart skip a beat, and I was like, no, that's impossible. I pressed on that door. I made a huge show of it, you know, and I know for a fact that door was locked. And she was like, what? And I was like, nothing. I was like, don't worry about it. And I went and picked up my phone, and my phone was dead. And I was like, that's also impossible, because when I started the recording 15 minutes ago, I had, you know, 60% plus of battery life. I was like, that can't happen. So I went outside and I got into my vehicle I had at the time, and I had a very expensive sound system in it. And so I plugged my phone into charge and gave it a few minutes, and it was completely dead. It actually took a few minutes for it to turn on the charger. And when I opened up the recording had saved. But there was only roughly 9 minutes of recording. And I was like, you know, for a phone to die in 9 minutes, that's odd. So I plugged everything in and I hit play on the recorder. I went into my settings on my stereo and I turned everything up. I turned the treble all the way up. I turned the mid all the way up. I turned the bass all the way up. And I sat there and I listened. And, you know, you heard cars drive by outside. You heard the wind and things like that outside. It was just a regular white noise until about, I want to say, the seven-minute mark. Maybe 6.5, 7 minutes, when out of nowhere my subs kicked in my trunk, and I was like, that's really odd. I don't understand why it would do that. And so I sat there and I listened to it, and it wasn't like just a long drawn out bass note. It was like a pulsing. It was just whoom, 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 and I didn't understand that. Well, as I continued to listen, it kept intensifying, and it got louder and louder and louder and louder until it just stopped, and I heard two heavy footsteps, heavy, heavy footsteps, just doom, doom, and then you heard the doorknob turn, and it's like somebody let it go, and it snapped back into place, and you heard the door squeak open and slide out, and then you heard a laugh. You heard an audible ha-ha-ha. And then you heard doom, 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 doom as it ran away. And I was blown away. I freaked out. I got her and I played it for her. And she was like, no, that's impossible. And I said, no, I mean, I was like, I didn't make this. Like, this isn't fake. This is real. This just happened. So I played it the entire way home, just listening to it, trying to figure out, well, you know, maybe it was this or that. And I forgot to mention that when I found the door open, before I listened to the recording and everything, I walked through the entire house. There was nobody there. The house was empty. And when I listened to it, I mean, it just validated for me that, yes, this happened. This was real. Something opened the door and left. But nothing ever happened in her home. You know, I'd been there so many times, and I had never experienced anything in that house. I consider myself semi-sensitive to these things. You know, it's almost like an empath, and I never felt anything in her home, anything. And I got home, and I played it for my parents, and I said, well, what do you guys think? And, of course, my father was like, well, you when you shut the door to go into the living room, it caused a breeze in the room, and it pushed the other door open. And I said, well, that's impossible, because by closing the door, I would have pulled the air to the door, and then that other door would have had to swing into the room, but it didn't. It swung out. I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about that. I'm kind of curious what that could have been. And what I'm really curious about is, if you concentrate hard enough that you want something to happen, you know, and even if you don't, you know, if you're playing it up almost as if inviting something to happen, if you do that hard enough, you know, can you invite something to happen like that in your home without meaning to? I guess that's my big question, but, from then on, I never had any other experiences in her home. You know, after listening to that, she was a little freaked out, and I was like, well, it's time for me to go home. I love you. And that's probably why we're not engaged anymore, but I'm totally kidding. I'm just kind of curious. Thank you so much for having this fantastic podcast. You guys are so awesome. I love listening to all the stories and hearing your guys' take on it, and I hope you enjoy the story, and thanks, guys.
That was me snorting at the, it was not an EVP, when he's like, those pie guys are not engaged anymore. I would have had water in my mouth. They probably would have done a bit of a spit take.
It's a relatable thing.
Yeah, very. Yeah, very much. No, not on the topic, but just having recently, or not, you know, a while back now, having gone through a breakup. But yeah.
Oh my God. That, you know, the whole thing at the end about can you invite things in, it just reminded me of, yes, because I think that's what happens in so many cases with a Ouija board, that you're sitting around with the intention of opening yourself up and inviting something in.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting about this scenario is he's just pranking his girlfriend, and like, which is probably why they did break up, honestly, because it wasn't that funny. If he did this, he probably did other things.
Yeah.
But to be, and it wasn't a bad prank at all. Mm-hmm. You know, your house is haunted. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Kind of funny. And then, you know, he did say, if there's something here, you know, and starts recording on his phone. I don't know. It's just weird because it wasn't like he's in this serious setting, like really working on inviting something in. He was doing the whole thing as a prank.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that seems weird to me. I see the intention when you're really focused on it. I could see how maybe that could happen. But he's just like teasing his girlfriend and it happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely think the answer is, yeah, you can invite something in. I just find it interesting that you do it through a joke.
If this were an episode of Tales from the Crypt, it would be called Be Careful What You Wish For. And then it would get really, you know, raunchy at first. And then all of a sudden they have a Ouija board or whatever, and it gets real dramatic and demons come in. It would be much more made for Tales from the Crypt. But you got to be careful what you wish for.
And there would have been like, it would start with a makeout session on the sofa.
Yep.
Then the boyfriend would be like, let's play with the Ouija board.
Who would be playing, like, who would be the guest star in that week's episode?
Well,
I think Joe Pesci would be. I think Joe Pesci plays the male lead.
That's the last person I would have thought.
I think he plays the male lead. So I'm thinking of like who was in those episodes, and like he came to mind. I don't know why. And then I think you have
who else would have been? I'm trying to think of like a woman from that era.
Mm-hmm. Shelley Long. I think Shelley Long.
Melanie Griffith, but she was too famous.
Shelley Long would be, I think.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one. Yeah.
Yep. So it's Shelley Long and Joe Pesci.
And I do think the one thing I think is kind of funny about that story, or weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing's kind of funny because he's kind of punking her. But then the phone goes down and no charge. But uh-huh. He goes outside to his truck to charge up his phone. I'm like, but you're sitting in your girlfriend's house. Yeah. Why not just go plug your phone in there?
I don't know. My mind's still on the who's going to be playing what. How about we get Judith? We have a reunion of Tony Danza and Judith Light. I think that would be.
Oh, I like yep. that.
Or we could get
who's
really
the boss.
Or we could get really weird about it, and it's Tony Danza and Catherine Helmand. That could be, you know, who was Mona? Oh, Mona.
You're on to something here.
Yep, I think. I just saw Tony Danza on, how was he on? I was on the reboot of Sex and the City, and just like that, he was on there playing Tony Danza.
Tony Danza was on Sex and the City?
Yeah.
How do I not remember that episode?
No, it's a new episode. It's on
why I haven't seen it, because I haven't been watching the new one.
Yeah, I kind of, it's not as good at all.
That's just one of the many reasons you and I are such good friends, because you would watch that.
Yeah, I thought it was.
And I don't watch.
Thought it was an entertaining show in the day. You know, I don't know.
I love that about you.
You know,
the thing is, I love the original, and then I saw some clips from the new one, and I just couldn't buy into it, and so I've never watched it. Yeah. I kind of want it to be left in my brain as this perfect show.
Yeah, it's one that hasn't ever really gotten a grip from even when they were just doing like the movies, like
those weren't horrific.
It's kind of like, just, you should probably just let this go, you know. And then it's like, oh no, we're gonna make a third movie, and then we're going to revive it, like literally revive it. And like, okay, but when the revival kind of feels more like the movies than it did the series, I know way too much. I don't know. I watch that show, so I watch a lot of shows. But it was a good show. Not anymore though. 855-853-4802 is our number. And Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus material, the advanced episodes, all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts, on our premium channel there, at patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.